Okay, last week, if you remember, we learned about the hell. And we learned there are three kinds of people going to go to lake of fire. One was devil, antichrist, false prophet, and people who took the mark of the beast, and the people who worship the beast. Those all people go in the one category. That is the highest punishment. The people who knew Christ, walked with the children of God and backslidden, those people also have severe punishment. That is like a second group of people. And the third group of people we learn, the people who didn't know about Jesus Christ or didn't want to believe Jesus Christ, they will be judged according to their conscience. And that will be third group in the lake of fire. God has not revealed to anyone yet where the lake of fire is. But only we know from the word of God that people will be judged after the millennium. And then those people will be sent to the lake of fire. So we are going to read a couple of verses. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Now here he's saying, after the white throne judgment is over. Now we learn about the white throne judgment. We learn about the people who are going to go to hell. And then there are two groups of people will be still on earth after the judgment. That means the people who were with him, the bride, the believers, and the Old Testament people in the millennium. Because the final war happens and all the people, enemy, will be burned to ashes. Millennium is over and two groups of people still there. Old Testament people who took the seal of God, 144,000 people and their family members and the church and other believers. Those are the people remaining. Now we learn in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, that after the judgment, in front of Christ's face, all this earth and the heaven will pass away. And there will be no room for them, and nobody will even find their place. Means they will be completely gone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Please read.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea.
Now here he says, first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. From that we know, now completely the earth and heaven and the sea is going to pass away. But as I said, two groups of people were still on the earth, so the earth cannot be destroyed. So what God does, Old Testament people, they will go to heaven where the original heaven is, where the Father lives, and the New Testament people go to New Jerusalem. That we will be learning later on. But today we are going to learn, according to the word of God, this heaven and this earth will pass away. Because there are so many doctrines, so many people teaching so many things. Some of the people are thinking we are in the millennium. Some of the people are thinking this heaven and earth will not pass away. God is going to renovate and make this earth new. Because when they say fire comes and cleanses, and this earth will be cleansed, and this earth will be there forever. But what the word of God teaches, we are going to learn. In book of Isaiah, we learn, we are going to give the word. But Isaiah wrote this book before the Christ was even born. And some people say 700 years before, some people say 800 years before. But the point I'm making, whatever the prophecy Isaiah did about the birth of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, everything is completely fulfilled. And even the Isaiah said about the millennium also, and that is also going to be fulfilled. So we are going to learn what God revealed to the Old Testament people and the New Testament people about this present heaven and present earth. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, please read.
All the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down, as a leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree.
Now here is the description is given, how it's going to happen. He says, the host of heaven. The host of heaven, there can be angels and stars and all kinds of things. But he is not talking about the original heaven. He is talking about the heaven where we are living and the earth where we are living. Because the original heaven and original earth is not going to pass away. He is telling Isaiah what's going to happen. He's saying the host of heaven shall be dissolved. When you say dissolve, be destroyed, completely destroyed. And the stars, host means stars of heaven, they will fall like a fig trees, figs are falling from the fig tree. So he is saying how these fig trees, figs falls, the vine's leaves falls, that's the way the stars of heaven will fall. Now this was the Isaiah's vision, but the God is giving the same vision to John the Revelator. Read the Revelation chapter 6, verse 13.
And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind.
Now here the John the Revelator sees the same thing, but instead of saying a host, he's saying stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even the as a fig tree cast its untimely figs. That means he is seeing the vision that the stars are falling from heaven on earth, and they are going to be, the whole heaven is going to be destroyed. Verse 14.
Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
See, now here he's saying the heaven departed like a scroll, and everything, the mountains and everything, was gone. That means he saw heaven and earth passing away, or the destruction of heaven and earth. Now, this was the John the Revelator and Isaiah the prophet. We saw these two people saw this vision. Now, when we see 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, see what the Lord is revealing to Peter.
But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
This present earth and heaven is stored or kept for the judgment, and it will be finished with a fire. So God is going to burn this earth and heaven. The heaven will be scrolled away or rolled away or vanished away, and the earth will be burned. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
Here is very clearly saying, heaven will pass away with a great noise, and the earth will be burned and will melt away. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11.
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
Okay, now it's saying all things will be dissolved. Means all things will be destroyed. That's what the Peter is saying. Let's read one more verse, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12.
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
When the white throne judgment is finished, and then this heaven will be on fire, and everything will be dissolved, and the earthly things will be completely vanished away. That's what the Peter is saying. Now, let's see Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 26, what the Paul is saying.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven.
Just like the Moses was giving commandments, the whole mountain shook and whole earth shook and people were so scared. So he's saying, one time the whole earth was shook, but now this time the whole heaven and this, not only earth, but this heaven and everything will be shaken. So from this we know, according to the word of God, this present earth and this present heaven is going to be destroyed. Now if somebody, some people will say, this heaven will be renovated, this heaven, earth will be renovated, and we will be living in here. The word of God says clearly that there will be no sea, and they will be completely, everything will be burned down. Now, God has no problem creating new heaven and new earth, because we just learned God says, I'm going to create new heaven and new earth. Now, when we hear God is creating new heaven and new earth, that doesn't mean that the original heaven is going to pass away. Original heaven will be there all the time. As I said earlier, when all the people were putting in a hell, then two groups of people were there before the heaven and earth passed away. God put them in two different places, and then the earth and heaven will be destroyed. So the one group of people went to Father's heaven, and one group of people went to new heaven, where is the new Jerusalem. Now, we are going to learn today, in the Father's heaven, what are the things are. For example, Jesus Christ already came into this world and destroyed the works of the devil. And we learn that he came back to have earth, showed himself for almost 40 days, and after that he went to heaven. Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3, please read.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Now, sat down with right hand of the majesty means father, the king, and he is sitting at the right hand of his father in heaven. And Hebrews means Paul explained everything, what Jesus Christ did, how he died for us, how he washed us with his precious blood, and now he is in heaven, sitting beside his Father on the Father's throne. That means Jesus Christ is right now in heaven with his Father. The same time we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, he is our mediator, and he is there as our most high priest. And he is also in that temple, also is in heaven. And his precious blood, he took it to the heavenly temple and put it in the most holy place. And so now he is pleading our case from heaven and where the temple is. And at the same time, he is sitting on the throne of his Father in heaven. Now we have to see in the original heaven what are the things we see. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 2 and 3.
Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald.
John saw the throne, and he saw the Father, but he could not see the face. He saw all these kind of stones shining, and he was not able to see his face. Now, here what we read, that we saw the throne, and Jesus Christ sitting beside his throne, but Saint John was not able to see the Father's face, because according to Saint John chapter 4 verse 24, he says our God is a spirit, and so whoever worships him, they should worship him in the spirit and truth. But when we go to heaven, we will have spiritual body. That time we will be able to see the Father and the Son, just like Stephen saw the Father and Son in heaven. Revelation chapter 4, verse 4, please read.
Around the throne there were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
Verse 5.
And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Verse 6.
Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Verse 10.
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying.
Here we see God the Father is there, God the Son is there, and then there is a throne. God's throne is there. Around the throne, there are 24 elders are there, and there are four beasts are there, and together, four beasts and 24 elders, saying day and night, holy, holy, holy unto God, without resting. Now, many people are confused about this. They are saying these 24 elders are the New Testament 12 apostles and 12 Old Testament people. But it is not in the Bible. And then you can see here, Jesus Christ is already there, and these elders are already there, and they have golden crowns, these elders, and they are praising God day and night, and they are worshiping God, and they are falling on their faces and throwing their crown down. Now, many people, you might have heard that people are saying, we will go to heaven, we will sitting on those 24 elders' throne because we are those elders and we will throw in our crown. It's not going to happen because now these people are already there. These people are not people. Actually, even though they call elders, they are heavenly beings. And there are four creatures full of eyes praising God day and night. Those also are angels. So God is not going to say, okay, now churches came, so I'm going to discard these two elders and let the other New Testament people sit there and praise God. That is not going to happen. This is they are doing permanently, and nobody can change that. So the point I'm making, in the heaven, original heaven, there is a throne, there is God, Jesus Christ is sitting beside him right now, and there are angels surrounding him and praising God day and night. This is not going to change. This will be there for eternity. So we are not going to take that 24 elders, moving them and go and sit there. It's not going to happen. They are going to be there for 24 hours. Means day and night they are going to do this. Now, Revelation chapter 5, please read verses 8 to 10.
Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
See, this translation, whoever did it, even though it's King James translation, they did wrong translation. Because at that time, they did not understand that angels are not redeemed, these four living creatures are not redeemed, 24 elders, they are angels, they are not redeemed, and they are not supposed to say, you have redeemed us. They should be singing that you have redeemed them, and they shall be reigning. Means we are the people. New Testament people are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, not the Old Testament people. Now, if somebody says those 24 elders are the New Testament people, that's why they are saying you are redeemed us. But then we have a question. If these 24 elders as the New Testament people are saying redeem us, then who are these four creatures? Are they also New Testament people? No. Somebody made a mistake and said these four creatures and these 24 elders are singing the song, you have redeemed us. They should say, you have redeemed them. The New Testament people are redeemed, not the angels redeemed. So there are so many people making mistakes and thinking that Old King James Bible has to be true translation, but the whoever did the translation, if they are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and if they are, God has not revealed them who these elders are and who these creatures are and why they are praising God and why they are saying you have redeemed us, then they would know. If the angels are not redeemed, the word of God says, and only the New Testament people or the people when Jesus Christ came to this world and shed his precious blood, those are the people are redeemed. So far we learned there is a heaven, original heaven. In the heaven there are thrones. We say the four creatures, 24 elders. Jesus Christ is sitting on the throne and he is our mediator. These are the things we saw in an original heaven. Now, just read the Revelation chapter 7, verse 15.
Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
But when you read the whole Revelation chapter 7, 144,000 people were sealed, and end of that chapter he says, all these people came from the tribulation, and those people were standing before God, and they're praising God and glorifying God near the temple. Now, some people, when they read this, they will think, oh, these 144,000 people get killed in the tribulation. Tribulation people only got killed. People who left behind did not go when Jesus Christ came to take his bride or take the church. Those people were left behind. And some of the people who did not have the seal of God, those people were killed in the tribulation. Hundreds and thousands of people without the number, they came and they were standing in front of the throne of God and the temple of God. And when you read that chapter, they say that verse 15 we read, they were standing before the throne of God and praising God and glorifying God near the temple. So the point I'm making, all these people, Old Testament people, they will be going to the original heaven where the temple is, and they will be worshiping God day and night. Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand.
There is a temple, there is a throne, there is an altar. Revelation chapter 10, verse 19 also says, there is a temple. And Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 to 5, please read.
Then I looked and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as if it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
144,000 people, John the Revelator saw them go on the Mount Zion following the Christ, and they are singing a song. Nobody can even learn that song, and nobody can understand the song. And these are the 144,000 people on the Mount Zion. This happened before the millennium start, because when the tribulation was going on earth, the saved people, they were already redeemed, and Jesus Christ came and took them to heaven, and they will be 7 years of feast and marriage supper. These are the people, the church singing and praising God in heaven, Mount Zion. At that time, the tribulation is happening on earth. And the Revelation chapter 7, when you read, 144,000 were sealed, each tribe 12,000 people. So those 144,000 Jewish people were sealed. And so the people are getting mixed up, that people who are in Mount Zion, 144,000, they are redeemed, they are virgin, they did not defile themselves with this world, and they are following Christ. And some people are thinking, oh, the same people who were sealed in chapter 7, those are the people in Mount Zion. That cannot be. Reason I'm saying, because when the time of tribulation, God told this enemy, the Satan, if you have to read in Revelation chapter 9, we don't have to read it now, but he says, do not hurt them who has the seal of God. Those people were in the tribulation time. So God protected them 3.5 years, last 3.5 years, in somewhere secret place, so devil could not hurt them. So some people are saying these 144,000 can be Jewish evangelists. Jewish evangelists will not be preaching because they were not sealed to preach the gospel. They were sealed to be preserved for the millennium kingdom. So if they were preaching the gospel in the time of tribulation, then you will not be seeing angels are coming and flying and giving message. Don't take the mark of the beast, otherwise you will be cast into hell. So those angels were preaching, not 144,000. So 144,000 on earth, all the tribes of Israel, they will be safe in a second 3.5 year tribulation, safe in a safe place. But at that same time, when the tribulation's happening on earth, 144,000 believers, they will be following on the Mount Zion and singing and praising God. So there are two different kinds of people. So people are getting mixed up, saying the same people, 144,000 sealed, they are in heaven. If those people can say those are the 144,000 are preachers on earth, at the same time they say they are in Mount Zion heaven, then their theory is wrong. Who is going to preach then according to their theory? Nobody will be in heaven. And so they don't know that this is happening when the tribulation is happening on earth and the 144,000 are with Jesus Christ in heaven. So the point I'm making, there are so many mixed up teaching going around. So I want to point out this original heaven. There is Jesus Christ right now sitting beside Father until he comes back to millennium kingdom or the destroying the enemy. Until that time, he will be with the Father, and the Father's throne is not going to go anywhere. And then we learn there is a temple, and Jesus Christ took his blood and put it in the most holy place in temple. Now, I'm not going to allow you to read, but I'm just going to say Revelation chapter 14, verse 15, there is a temple mentioned. Revelation chapter 14, verse 17, there is a temple mentioned. Revelation chapter 14, verse 18, the altar is mentioned. Revelation chapter 15, verse 5, the temple is mentioned. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, temple is mentioned. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, temple is mentioned. Revelation chapter 16, verse 1, temple is mentioned. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17, temple is mentioned. And so all these things are mentioned, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 4, 24 elders and beasts, again, they mention. But those beasts and elders will be in heaven. But in chapter 19, Revelation, Jesus Christ comes with his bride and armies of heaven to destroy the enemies. And that will be happening in the time of the end of the Great Tribulation. So these things we already studied. So the point I'm making, I just wanted to point it out, there are heavens, not one heaven, the original heaven where the Father and all the angels and the thrones are there. That is the one part of heaven. But when Jesus Christ is going to come, and after the millennium, he will be revealing to mankind, they will be New Jerusalem. In heaven, we are going to read Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. Now he's talking about the new heaven. Up to now, we studied about the original heaven. Now we are studying what will be happening to the new heaven God is going to create for us. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17.
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind.
Okay, now here it is saying when God creates a new heaven, a new earth, that is the new Jerusalem, then old earth, we already studied, old earth and old heaven will pass away, and the word of God says you will not even remember or it will not come to your mind. Lazarus went to the Abraham's bosom, and the rich man went to hell. And he was able to see Lazarus and Abraham. And he said, Abraham, oh, my brothers, they are in earth. They are doing all kinds of things. I want to send the Lazarus there. And we already learned the rich man remember everything. But in heaven, we will not remember anything about the earth. Not only that, we will be not seeing this earth anytime again. Isaiah 66, verse 22.
For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain.
That means this new heaven and this new earth, once God makes the new heaven and new earth, that is New Jerusalem, that will be never destroyed, that will be there for eternity. And so this kind of revelation God gave to the people in the time of Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, please read.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Verse 14.
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
These Old Testament people, by faith, they were looking for the homeland, or they are looking for the country. They were looking, they were pilgrims. They were looking for heavenly city. And that's what their vision was. The Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16.
But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
Now he's talking about the Old Testament people. They were looking for the country. They are looking for the heavenly place. But their heavenly place and our heavenly place is different, because they cannot be perfected without us. Please read the verse 40, the Hebrews 11, 40.
God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
Old Testament people, they were looking for country, they were looking for place, and God says God will keep them in their place. But for the New Testament, God has prepared a new place for us. In St. John chapter 14, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and then I'll come back and I'll take you wherever I am, and you will be with me there forever. When Jesus Christ says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. So the God's house, there are many mansions, and we already studied a few minutes ago, the Revelation chapter 7, that all these people came, tribulation people, saints came, and they were standing before the God in heaven near the temple and worshiping God day and night. In the Old Testament, it says, all these Israeli people, they were called the wife of God. But the New Testament church is called the bride of Christ. So all the Old Testament people will be with Father for eternity. And the Christian people, born-again people, will be with Jesus Christ. We are going to read a couple of more verses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
Now see here the difference. All the Old Testament people were looking for country. They're looking for place. And they were in front of the temple and praising God and glorifying God. But here in the New Testament people, they are looking the city of the living God in the heavenly Jerusalem. So it's very clear that the New Testament people will go into New Jerusalem, and the Old Testament people will go into the original heaven. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
See, we are going to go to where the born-again people are there, the washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and there we'll be going in New Jerusalem. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
From this we know God is preparing a place for us, and that place will be for the eternity. That place will not be destroyed, but this present earth and the present heaven we are living in, after the millennium, after the white throne judgment, God is going to destroy this earth and this heaven, and God is going to create new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem, and original heaven will be there, and the new heaven, new Jerusalem, and new earth will be prepared for the New Testament people, and the Old Testament people will be going in the original heaven. And so many people are getting mixed up, and they are thinking we are all going to go to the same place. We are not going to go to the same place. We are all going to go to heaven, but heaven is very big place. Now when we studying about the New Jerusalem, you study in Revelation chapter 21, all the description is given. When we see this, people are thinking, when he said, when John says, I saw heaven coming from the Father, then they're thinking New Jerusalem is coming on this earth. But if you read that very clearly, he says he was lifted up to heavenly places, and he was on the highest mountain, and that's the time the angel showed him the New Jerusalem coming. Now, the New Jerusalem is one building. New Jerusalem is new building, but when you talk about the heaven and new earth, even that this building's description is given and the measurement is given, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles width, and it's like a 4 square, and 1,500 miles tall. That is the building's description is given. And then is given the description of the wall around the city. Now, when is the city, and in between city and the wall, there is no measurement is given. Only measurement is given about the city, and the measurement only the width of the walls around the city is given. The point I'm making, there is a city, New Jerusalem, and there will be thousands of miles of land in between before this wall can be. Because if you go to the farmer today in America, they will be having a thousands of acres of land, and their house might be in the middle somewhere. If they can do it on earth, New Jerusalem, when you build the New Jerusalem, and they're given the building measurement, and the borders of the walls did not say how much the land in between the building and the fence. The same time, there is a place called New Earth, and that New Earth measurement is not given. From that we know, when we say heaven, earth, is like a one big planet. When this planet is destroyed, God is going to make a new planet for the bride. And the original heaven, that might be a big planet, because that heaven has a heaven, and that heaven, or original heaven, that has earth. Because we know in original heaven, there is a paradise. But the new heaven and new earth, they did not say there is a paradise. Paradise is in original heaven. So the point I'm making, we will be learning a little bit more later on. There are people are thinking, all the people, the New Testament people, Old Testament people, they are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they will be united in one, and we will be all living in harmony in one heaven. And they are thinking, they say, New Jerusalem, when you're reading in the Revelation chapter 21, I did not see the temple. And so they're thinking the temple disappeared. And some people are even thinking that New Jerusalem came on this earth. Now imagine, if the New Jerusalem comes on earth, and then the God the Father, God the Son will be in New Jerusalem, then where are the angels? That means all the angels and God and God the Father and God the Son and everyone is going to come to New Jerusalem, new heaven on earth. Then what happens to the original heaven? God says that temple is there, and that temple will be there for eternity. And that Jesus Christ will be the high priest for eternity. Then what happened to that? Is that going to vanish away? No. Even the New Testament, God promised that you will be kings and priests. That means we will be priests and kings, and we will be going from New Jerusalem to original heaven, to temple, and we will be ministering there too. And we'll come back to the New Jerusalem, because the New Jerusalem will be the headquarters for Jesus Christ to be king. So the Jesus throne will be in New Jerusalem, and Father also comes to visit the Son, and Son also goes back to the original heaven, so they go back and forth. God can be seen in New Jerusalem, and then when you go to the original heaven, there is a God you see, and there is a Son we see, and there is a children of God will be going to original heaven also. We will be learning a little bit in detail. If you want to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to be born again, baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit to enter into the kingdom of God. So he is talking about the New Jerusalem. The people who are born again and baptized spiritually, they are the bride of Christ. Those are the people living in New Jerusalem with Jesus Christ. So the Old Testament people will be always with the Father. Old Testament people, they will be happy. They were looking for the country. They were looking for to go to the Father's house. And they will be more than happy to stay with the Father, praise God, glorify God, day and night, and they will be not envy. Because we read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 40, they cannot be perfected without us, and God has prepared something better than them. Jesus Christ already said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And so Father's house, the Old Testament people will going, because they are already called in the Old Testament, Father's wife. And the New Testament people call the bride of Christ. So God has given us more grace to stay with Jesus Christ, and we will be worshiping him, walking with him, going wherever he goes. If Jesus Christ goes to the temple, we go with him. When he comes to the throne and he's judging, we will be sitting with him on the throne. So this is what God is teaching us, and we have to be very excited that we are living in this earth. This earth is not for us. One day this earth is going to pass away. And people are a little bit depressed. If this earth is passed away, then we will be missing the sea. We are missing so many things. I tell them, millennium, 1,000 years. Enjoy the sea. Go for diving. Go for fishing. Do whatever you want to do. But when you go to heaven, you will have better water, crystal clear water. There will be rivers. There will be fruits. There will be so many good things. So you will be not remembering this old earth and old sea. You will be completely forgetting, and God will not even allow you to bring it to your mind. That's what we learn. So we have to be so much thankful to God, what God is preparing for us. So in this world, we are living for the short period of time. But in this time, we have to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ, going with him to heaven for 7 years. After that, we coming back, and then we'll be having millennium kingdom. After millennium kingdom, there will be great white throne judgment. People who are judged, throwing in the lake of fire, and the saved people, there are two divisions. One group of people go to original heaven, and one group of people will go into the new heaven. So we will be learning more about that. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us grace to study the word. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to glorify your name, magnify your name. And the people who are not ready, let them call upon Jesus and they say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.